My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
In Crystal Palace. You're listening to The Noise of Carpet on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and the show today is going to be a little different from usual because in this show I'll be revisiting my banjo playing influences, and that is the banjo players on the albums that I got in the 1960s and even into the 1970s who really influenced my playing. But not all the show is going to be about that because it's about bluegrass music, isn't it, really? And here's one of my old friends, Bill Clifton, who visited New Zealand a couple of times and got to play music with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, and I've visited him and his wife in the USA, and he is a real ambassador for bluegrass music, and I love the songs that he sings, and here's one of my favourite songs of his called Where the Willow Gently Sways. Bill Clifton.
There's a valley in Virginia where the Shenandoah of loaves, winding through the meadows where the mountain laurel grows. Here I wandered as a lad in my gay childhood days, fishing from the mountain streams where the willow gently sways. Where the willow gently sways, by the banks of the Shenandoah, there's a touch of heaven beside the peaceful shore. And that's where I'll be going, just to spend my final days, where the Shenandoah flows, where the willow gently sways. In the land of the Blue Ridge, beneath the heavenly sky, mountains raise their banners to the seasons passing by. Here I rested in the shade of an old willow tree, dreaming through the lazy days with no troubles bothering me. Swings by the banks of the Shenandoah, there's a touch of heaven beside the peaceful shore. And that's where I'll be going, just to spend my final days, where the Shenandoah flows, where the willow gently sways.
Oh, Bill Clifton, he sang it so well. It's slightly ironic to start off a show that's all about banjo players to play a song that's got no banjo in it. But I have to admit, I like the songs and the music almost more than just the banjo playing, which is probably the way it should be, isn't it? That's right. Now, this story about my banjo playing influences is in no way definitive. It's not correct chronologically or anything like that. It's just people and players and tunes that really influence the way I play banjo. And I'm going to play you a tune from the album Bluegrass Instrumentals by Bill Monro. And this is featuring Bill Keith, or Brad Keith as Bill called him, because he didn't want another Bill in the band. Bill Keith, and he's got Kenny Baker on fiddle, Bill Monro on mandolin, Jackie Phelps on guitar, and Bessie Lee Malden on bass. And it's a tune called Santa Claus. And I spent hours learning this tune, and I still love to play it. It is such a good, fun tune to play. So let's listen to Bill Keith's version of Santa Claus.
Thank you.
remember learning that tune. My poor mother, long-suffering mother, helped me find the notes for it, and I love that deedle 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 part. And it was such fun, and it's such a good tune. Slightly slower than I remember it, or maybe I'm playing it a bit too fast. Anyway, that's one of my influential tunes and for banjo playing. This show is also about bluegrass music, of course, and there's a brand new album from Rebel Records on the, out from the Cody Norris Show, and this album is called Highfalutin' Hillbilly, and the picture on the cover of the CD is they're all wearing their flash black suits with big gold flowers and fringes and things on them. They're a real showy band, but they play great old-style bluegrass music. They remind me of Jimmy Martin in lots of ways. And there's some excellent songs on the new album, and we're going to hear a couple of them in this show. The first one is In the Circle, written by a friend of the band, Larry Chun. Cody Norris Show have been on the Grand Ole Opry lately and become quite regular performers. And this is about their debut on the Grand Ole Opry, standing in that circle of Opry floor where everyone else has stood. Here's the Cody Norris Show. Oh, I better tell you who's in it. Cody Norris on guitar and lead vocals, his wife Mary Rachel Nellie Norris on fiddle and mandolin and sometimes lead vocals, otherwise harmony. Josiah Tyree on banjo and occasional lead and harmony vocals. Charlie Lohman on bass, he does harmony vocals too, and they've got guests on various songs. Jason Barry is the fiddle player on some of the songs too. And here they are doing a song, In the Circle, from their brand new album, Highfalutin' Hillbilly.
The lad with a Western auto guitar that I got from my dad. My spotlight was the evening setting sun. I'd hope and pray this day would someday come. This circle's full of legends big and small. Lefty and Eddie's cattle call. There's Lester, Bill, and Earl, whose banjo changed my world. And tonight I'm in the circle with them all. Always been my home. Dreaming about a Stetson and a suit of rhinestones. I'd look just like a star with a new flat top guitar. Then the circle'd be the place where I belong. This circle's full of legends big and small. Tater Webb and Patsy Porter and old Grandpa. From the Tagamini Pearl to the blue Kentucky girl. Tonight I'm in the circle with them all. So many folks have cheered and prayed that God would guide my travels and I'd make it here someday. All of my heroes have sang right here for you. And tonight my biggest dreams are coming true. This circle's full of legends. Small from Miss Kitty to the possum and Farron's hello, hello. With all my friends beside me, pouring their hearts out for you all. They're the greatest circle of them all. For all our friends and family who cheered us through it all. Tonight you're in the circle with us all. Tonight you're in the circle with us all.
That's the Cody Norris Show from their new album, Highfalutin Hillbilly, and there's some great songs on the album. Another one of my influential banjo players was from an album called Five String Banjo, Don Palmley, with 12-string guitar, Billy Strange. And this, for some reason, I found this LP in a record shop in New Zealand. I've never seen another copy of it. And it had some great tunes on it. This Land Is Your Land, Flint Hills Special, Arkansas Traveller, Gotta Travel On, Reuben's Train, Red Wing, Greenback Dollar, Cripple Creek, Cotton Fields, all sorts of things. And it was Don Palmley on five-string banjo, a very young-looking Don Palmley, 12-string guitar, Billy Strange, bass, Rex Gosden, dobro, Leroy McNeese, drums, Hal Blaine, guitar, Vern Gosden, and mandolin, Chris Hillman. And they did all these bluegrass classics, and it was a great tune. So I'm going to play the tune that really started it all in bluegrass for me and for many of you players too. It's a ballad of Jed Clampett. And when I heard that banjo theme for that TV show, I thought that's how I want to play banjo, and it sort of changed my life. But here's Don Palmley doing his version of it, and I love this record and really used to flog it. Let's listen. West Coast approach at some popular music, capitalising on the new interest in bluegrass music. But that was Don Palmley. That it's not so much that particular version of the tune, but the whole album influenced me, that there was a whole album of banjo playing out there, and I had to learn them all. Well, I did my best. Also, like other parts of the music, as you can well imagine, and one of the bands that I really enjoyed is a in one of my frequent visits to Grass Valley up in north of Sacramento in California, the wonderful festival they have on Father's Day there. And I got to know a bit about the Kathy Kallick band, and I just really enjoyed their music. Kathy Kallick on guitar and vocals, Andy Stanenek on fiddle, and she played a bit of clawhammer banjo and vocals, Dan Booth on acoustic bass and vocals, Greg Booth on dobro and banjo and vocals, and Tom Beckany on mandolin and vocals. I've picked a song that sounds different from all the banjo playing tunes that I'm doing. This is one called Fare Thee Well from the Kathy Kallick Band. That's a Kathy Kallick band with Fare Thee Well. Lovely song there. I hope you enjoyed that. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and this show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand. And I'm playing songs from my repertoire of all my collection of CDs and LPs, and hope you're enjoying the music along with me. It's all things that I've enjoyed over the years, and I just dig deeper every show to come up with things to play. And this show is in particular featuring banjo tunes and players who have influenced me. This show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and that's a store in Hamilton where you can buy anything you need to do with playing music. You can buy new instruments, you can buy all the accessories you want and get all the advice you need, because they're very helpful people. And I really appreciate the fact that Shearer's Music Works is sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. Well, being as this is a show about playing bluegrass banjo, it wouldn't be complete without hearing and playing Earl Scruggs. He was my first influence on picking banjo, and the albums Live at Carnegie Hall and Live at Vanderbilt University really shaped my music. And in fact, I could just about play those two albums in the show and say this is where my music began. I really enjoyed his playing and the way he sort of just featured the banjo, did backup. He was never showy, but he's just really good. I've got an album. It's one of the classic albums that they put out in 1957, Foggy Mountain Jamboree, and just such a good album. And the tune that I'm going to play for you is one called Shucking the Corn. It's recorded in January 1957 in Nashville. And Lester Flatt on guitar, Earl Scruggs on banjo, Ray Edenton on rhythm guitar, Buck Graves on dobro, Curly Seckler on mandolin, Paul Warren on fiddle, Howard Watts on bass. And this is a classic tune. I remember I copied this one and tried to get some of the licks right. I always sort of just got a vague similarity to the playing, rather than a note-for-note playing that you're supposed to get as banjo players. I'm slightly fussier now, but not really. It's just a good tune. And here's Earl Scruggs playing Shucking the Corn.